The 365 Midweek Peak Writer's Seat.
So yes, writer's seat time once again, our little weekly delve into the amazing international writing community where we hear from some awesome authors, perfect poets and scintillating screenwriters. Basically, if you have some words of wisdom and wonderment, then we want to share them with our gorgeous listeners. This week, Tim Obsidian from West Sussex, who is someone very new to the writing game, but is already getting outstanding feedback on his upcoming noir detective novel that mixes up all the cliches of the genre with the tongue very much in the cheek. So that's a little tip. Here is author Tim Obsidian reading from his upcoming first book, Quarter Horse, Detective Quarter Horse.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
He awoke the same way he always did, coughing and wondering who he was. By the time the program of misery that was his brain had reminded him who and where he was awake, reaching for the headache pills and washing it down with last night's whiskey, which was by his bed. He stumbled out of bed and went into the kitchen to make coffee. Discovered he didn't have any, so opened the fridge to see if that offered anything useful, despite knowing it didn't, as he lived alone. As predicted, it was empty apart from a carton of last night's Chinese food. It was from his favourite restaurant that specialised in repurposing last night's Chinese food, so technically it was 2 days old. He ate it anyway, bottoms up. After his Chinese food and whiskey breakfast, he made it to the shower, which was far too loud for his hangover. He stood there with one arm on the wall thinking about his last case, as per every detective ever. He hadn't solved the case, so thought about it a lot in the shower. His mind satisfied and clean, he finished his shower and got dry, looking at the old, aging face that looked back at him in the mirror. How did he manage to get this old with his reckless lifestyle and loose living ways? The phone snapped him out of his maudlin mood and he answered it in the same way he always did. You've got Quarter Horse. What's up? The look on his face said it all. Another crime had been committed, and as a detective, it was his job to investigate it, or at least go and see what had happened. He pulled up to the flashing lights and plastic crime scene tape of the crime scene. He'd seen a million of these by now. He knew that behind that tape, there was always something crime-related that had gone down, and it was never good, especially when the crime scene was a Christmas tree farm that sold Christmas trees. He got out of his car with his usual lackluster enthusiasm. His foot always bothered him more in the winter, but he'd take any amount of creaking in his metal foot if it meant the Christmas carols would stop, although he didn't mind Carol of the Bells. They called him Quarter Horse due to the horse bone they used in the transplant when he broke his leg, but he wasn't actually a quarter horse, nor could he run properly. All right, sir. A chipper young officer pulled back a hastily assembled crime scene barrier, and Detective Inspector Quarter Horse lumbered towards his latest assignment. What do I need to know? He managed. She was found about an hour ago when the farm opened. No one here seems to know who she is. It looks like she was already dead when she was dumped, and there wasn't any effort to hide her. She was just left in the middle of all the dead Christmas trees. Dumped in the middle of a tree farm 10 days after Christmas. Looks like we got a case. Get forensics down here. Take swabs and meet me back at the station. I have a dinner date with an informant I'm working. Quarter Horse limped back to his car, stopped and turned around. Oh, and kid, the young officer turned around. I'm 28, but yes, sir. What's your name? It's Richard, sir. Richard Stable. Good work, kid. You did good work here today.
So once again, that was an extract from the upcoming first novel from Tim Obsidian called Quarter Horse, Detective Quarter Horse, and that's currently going through rewrites as we speak and is due for release in early 2022, and it will be available on Kindle as well as hardback and paperback. And if you check out his website, obsidianwrites.uk, you will find more information on Tim, and in early December, he will start previewing this book for free just before its general release next year. And of course, we'll share all the information possible on Tim and his writing on all of our socials for you to get a much closer look at, and you'll be able to listen again to that excerpt from Tim and all of the amazing writers featured on our show on our Writer's Seat podcast, which of course is available now to follow and subscribe to through all good podcast providers. Now, if you are a writer and you think this would help get your work noticed, then please use our social medias, including our Writer's Seat Twitter feed at Writer's Seat MWP, or find those hashtags 365 Midweek Peak, Writer's Seat, and send us a recording of no more than 2 minutes of you, or if not you, then someone else that you know, reading it apart of your writing along with all of your details, and we'll make sure we do for you what we just did from the awesome Tim Obsidian there and give you a well-deserved writer's lift. Or for more information, just email 365writersseat@gmail.com, and it could be you sat in our nice and comfy Midweek Peak writer's seat this time next week on 365 Radio.
The Writer's Sea Podcast is a One Flower Two Turtles audio production. From midday until 2, every Wednesday, on 365 Radio, the Midweek Peak with Steve. Wednesdays, just the way you love it.